I'm so glad you could join me for another adventure from the magical world of Nicholas Gnome. Don't be shy. Pull up a chair and get comfortable. Let's settle in and see what sort of tale my Storymaker contraption creates for us today. First, we'll add some fresh ingredients. A cup of curiosity, a tablespoon of determination, and a generous helping of dreams. That should do it. Now we pull the crank. Can you hear the Storymaker working its magic? That bell means our story is ready. It smells like exploration. Today's story is called The Land That Learned to Dream from the Adventures of Nicholas Gnome.
Walk along the ocean side and underneath the trees, where magic's unpredictable, kind of like a sneeze. Try to find the garden shed, the place he calls his home. And waiting there for you, my friend, is Nicholas the Gnome.
In a steel-sided can, Jack zoomed through the darkness. He inspected his surroundings, and as he moved to gaze out the one round window, he found that he and his whiskers were weightless. His mousy tail floated up beside him as he muttered,
"Where am I? Am I floating? Oh, I must be in space. This is a spaceship."
Jack pressed his feet against a wall and pushed himself off toward the window. Suddenly, a control panel appeared in front of him, and Cozy Garden's cheese moon came into view. The moon shone a bright grayish yellow and looked bigger than Jack had ever seen it before.
"Wow, that's a big cheese moon."
Suddenly, he opened his eyes and gasped.
"Whoa, I'm still in bed. I must have been dreaming."
Confused, he looked around and found himself at home, in bed, in Cozy Garden, not in a spaceship flying toward the moon. Across his bedroom, his twin sister, Pepper, snored gently. And in the other room, their best friend, Nicholas Gnome, snored not so gently. Jack rubbed his eyes and said to himself,
"What a dream. It felt so real. I wonder if I could go to space in real life."
And with that thought, Jack shot out of bed, skipped his cheese omelet breakfast, and started planning. First, he needed to draw a blueprint, so he rummaged through Pepper's art supplies, looking for her blue pencils.
"Here they are. I think I'll borrow a few sheets of paper from Pepper's sketch pad, too. I'm sure she won't mind."
He drew up different ideas for his spaceship. After sketching and tossing out several ideas, Jack finally settled on a classic rocket ship design.
"Perfect. This is it. It's going to have a long, skinny, and round cylindrical base and a cone on the top."
Jack finalized the design and his stomach growled. So he sliced himself some cheese and took it outside to eat in the fresh air, where he could think more clearly. As he snacked and studied his blueprint rocket design, Mrs. Crow fluttered down and settled beside him.
"You gonna eat all that cheese there by yourself, Jack?"
Jack shrugged, broke a piece off his cheese slice, and gave it to Mrs. Crow. She pecked at it with her beak.
"Say, what you up to?"
Mrs. Crow fluttered over and looked at Jack's plans for his spaceship.
"I dreamt that I went to space, and it got me thinking that I might actually be able to do it. So I'm going to try to build a rocket ship."
"Space? Ha! Good luck with that, huh?"
"You don't think it's possible to go to space?"
"I have wings, and even I can't leave the atmosphere. Quack, quack. If I were you, Jack, I wouldn't waste my time trying."
Quack. Mrs. Crow ruffled her wings, took off with another piece of cheese, and squawked.
Quack. "Thanks for the snack, Jack."
Jack heard the front door open and saw his sister, Pepper, and their friend Nicholas Gnome emerge from inside. Pepper asked,
"What was that all about?"
"Yeah, what did Mrs. Crow want?"
asked Nicholas. Since his friends were curious, Jack told them about his amazing dream, showed them the rocket ship blueprints he'd designed that morning, and explained that Mrs. Crow didn't think he could do it.
Mrs. Crow doesn't think I can build a rocket or fly it into space. Maybe I am wasting my time.
Discouraged, Jack looked down at the blueprint he held in his hands. Pepper grabbed her tail and rubbed its fluffy end as she considered Jack's plan and Mrs. Crow's pessimistic opinion. After a moment of thinking, she said,
Jack, I don't think you should listen to Mrs. Crow.
Jack looked up from his drawing.
Why not? She does know more about flying than we do.
That's true, but you know Mrs. Crow has always been a pessimist, thinking her nest is half empty rather than half full. Plus, we believe in you.
Jack, I know you'll be a great explorer, just like all the great explorers who came before you.
Jack's eyes lit up and his whiskers lifted.
Really? Like who?
Go and explore. Go seek some more. Head on out your door and go explore. Neil Armstrong took the first steps out on the moon.
The Eagle has landed.
Christopher Columbus set sail in 1492. Zheng He left China and he found the Middle East. He brought back a pair of giraffes for the people to meet. Like these explorers, go and seek something new, something unique. Go and explore, go seek some more. Head on out your door and go explore. Dogs and monkeys were the first in outer space. They paved the way for astronauts of the human race. Seaman the dog went on a journey to discover the West. And Pigeon Jeremy was a messenger that was better than the rest. If animals can do it, so can you. There's plenty to discover, so learn something new. Go and explore, go see some more. Head on out your door and go explore. Matthew Henson bravely explored the North Pole. He had a sweet mustache and wore a fur coat so he wouldn't get cold.
Oh, it's cold up here.
Ocean exploration and scuba diving down below wouldn't be possible without a man named Jacques Cousteau. Jane Goodall lived with the apes. And Amelia Earhart, she flew without a cape. Go and explore, go seek some more. So head on out your door and go explore. And I said head on out your door and go explore. Yeah, head on out your door and go explore.
You're right. I can do it. I can be an explorer too.
Maybe Mrs. Crow didn't believe that Jack could make his dream come true, but Jack had already seen it happen. In his dream, he saw the spaceship he would build and he felt what it was like to be weightless. Jack was going to space. No matter how long it would take him to build a rocket ship, he was going to go out and explore. So Jack put the cranky crow out of his mind and set about gathering up parts and supplies. He raided Grandma Mouse's sewing cabinet.
Help yourself to my buttons and string and take some cookies too.
At the shore of the sparkling sea, Jack spotted Mr. Whale in the water and called out.
Hey, Mr. Whale, can I have some of the fins that the fish no longer need?
No problem, Jack.
Mr. Whale spouted, and Jack helped himself to a pile of spares. Then, Jack followed the bees to their hive, where they helped him fill a jar with honey. The bees buzzed.
Of course you can use our honey for your space project, Jack.
All day long, Jack gathered supplies for his rocket ship, and one by one, Cozy Garden's creatures agreed to help him. Mrs. Crow, however, continued to doubt Jack's endeavor and to squawk her grumpy opinions.
I'd be worried about his health if I were you.
She told Grandma Mouse.
He'll never make it back.
She crowed at Mr. Whale as she flew over the sparkling sea.
Your honey won't go further than Nicholas Gnome's belly.
She chattered at the bees. As each of Cozy Garden's residents talked with Mrs. Crow, they began to doubt that Jack's dreams were possible. They all started to wonder whether there was any point in dreaming dreams, entertaining silly ideas, or musing over amusing thoughts. Gradually, Cozy Garden's residents forgot about Jack's big plans, and they stopped believing in exploration. Even so, while Pepper worried about her brother's safety and Nicholas Gnome missed his friend's company, Jack spent all his days outside the garden shed, tacking bits of tin together, sewing buttons into place, and assembling fins and flaps. He painted every seam of his rocket ship with honey, sealing in the air. All the while, the pessimistic crow fluttered nearby, spouting her cynical, skeptical, sourpuss words.
You'll never make it to space. Stop wasting your time, Jack. If my wings can't fly to space, what makes you think yours can? Your rocket doesn't even have feathers.
Days passed, then weeks, then months. Soon autumn, and Jack's launch window had arrived. The rocket ship was ready, and so was Jack. He stepped back and gazed in admiration of his creation and said,
Wow, it's a real beauty. I can't wait to try it out.
As Jack was finishing his final pre-launch checks and getting ready to don his spacesuit, Mrs. Crow spied him from overhead and then visited every creature in Cozy Garden, spreading the news of Jack's upcoming launch and impending failure.
Jack won't even make it off the ground. Mark my words. Jack is gonna fail. His rocket will never fly.
That evening, all the animals of Cozy Garden gathered around the garden shed. Standing next to Nicholas Gnome, Pepper nervously twitched her tail. She pleaded.
Please don't go, Jack. What if something bad happens to you?
With confidence in his voice, Jack said,
Don't worry, sis. I'll be just fine.
Jack hugged his sister and then showed Nicholas how to light the rocket's fuse once the door was latched.
You can count on me,
Nicholas promised, raised his hand, and saluted Jack. Then Jack secured his helmet, stepped into the rocket, and closed the hatch behind him. He looked out the window, took a deep breath, and nodded to Nicholas.
Okay, here it goes.
Nicholas, using his gnome magic, snapped his fingers and shot sparks at the rocket's fuse. It caught fire and burned down quickly, which set off an enormous explosion at the base of the rocket. Smoke billowed and the rumble drowned out the sounds of the creature's gasps and squeals. All of Cozy Garden shook with the power of Jack's rocket ship. Despite everything Mrs. Crow had said, the rocket lifted Jack from the ground, through the atmosphere, and into space, leaving behind a long tail of orange-colored smoke. All the creatures of Cozy Garden's forests, vegetable patches, flower gardens, beaches, rocky hillsides, and waters looked up to the darkening sky. They trained their eyes on the stars, on the just-risen moon, and on the blackness behind the light. They beheld Jack's rocket ship streaking across the sky.
Way to go, Jack!
This is a day that will go down in history!
Oh yeah, you betcha. It's no hatchback, but that's a nice rocket.
Now, so distant from the soil of Cozy Garden, the spaceship looked like a mere toy being sailed across the sky in the hand of a great invisible giant. But it wasn't a giant who sailed the rocket ship in the sky. It was Jack, who had dreamed an unbelievable dream, drawn up plans, gathered supplies, assembled the parts, and turned himself into a real-life explorer. He never stopped dreaming, and now, as he left the atmosphere and the doubters behind, he entered space.
Rocket ship to ground. Rocket ship to ground. Do you copy?
Copy, rocket ship. Ground here. How is it up there, Jack?
Space is glorious. From here, Cozy Garden Island looks like a seashell crusted with a thousand twinkling lights.
We're so proud of you, Jack. You're Cozy Garden's first explorer.
Pepper seized the radio control from Nicholas and said,
I miss you already, Jack. Be careful and hurry home.
Don't worry, Pepper. I'll touch down in the sparkling sea tomorrow at first light. Sleep well tonight. Rocket ship out.
Everyone cheered at Jack's successful launch. And seeing the magic and the power that can come from dreams and other silly ideas, every creature in Cozy Garden felt excited to see what other wonderful ideas they might imagine. That night, filled up with bright yellow happiness at her brother's success, Pepper rested her head on her pillow and waited for the wondrous stories that were about to dance into her sleep. Nicholas Gnome folded his arms across his chest and hoped for a sumptuous slumber feast. Even Mrs. Crow, who had squawked at those who chose to squander their time on dreams, perched for the night in her nest of tinsel, twigs, and other collected things. She closed her eyes and pictured herself soaring, not just fluttering her midnight-colored wings, but rising high above the sparkling sea, an albatross in crow's clothing. That's right, for after witnessing Jack's success, even Mrs. Crow fancied herself an explorer. Even the pessimist dared to dream. The end. What an inspiring story. We learned that ideas are worth dreaming, that naysayers aren't usually right, and that when you're brave enough to become an explorer and chase after your own dreams, you might end up helping someone else make their own dreams come true. Next time, I hope you join me when I use new ingredients to cook up a fresh adventure. Until then, thanks for stopping by. And remember, all the possibilities of imagination live inside you. So let your mind wander, weave your own tales, chronicle new legends, and seek out more stories about Nicholas Gnome and his Cozy Garden friends at nicholasgnome.com. Fare thee well, and goodbye for now.